Welcome to the Unstoppable Show. I'm your host, Jenny Lane, and I'm here to help you become unstoppable in your small business so that you create a money-making brand that changes yours and your family's life for good. This show is perfectly suited to female entrepreneurs working from home, growing small profitable businesses in the online space. Let's dive in to this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode where I want to talk to you about how to search for keywords on Pinterest so that your pins get found. Now, this was actually a blog post that I put out, and it has been one of my more successful blog posts, and a lot of people have been interested in learning a little bit more about how to find good keywords on Pinterest. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to talk about how to search for the perfect keywords on Pinterest, understanding Pinterest keywords, brainstorming keyword ideas, and understanding Pinterest's search bar. So before we dive in, I just want to really encourage you to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss future episodes of my podcast. I am going to be covering a lot of information that is around growing your business on Pinterest, driving large volume traffic from Pinterest to other places in your business, growing a business and making sales on Etsy, growing a business using your mailing list and making sales through your mailing list, and also how to create a really simple business model that is doable, workable, achievable, and effective for you. So let's talk about Pinterest, because my favorite platform of choice by far. And Pinterest can be a brilliant platform for female small business owners who want to drive organic traffic to other places in their businesses, whether those places are to blogs, podcasts, YouTube channels, to products and services, to marketplace platforms like Etsy. But if you're going to use Pinterest as part of your marketing strategy to get organic traffic, you absolutely have to understand how Pinterest works, and you have to understand that Pinterest is a keyword driven platform. And when you think about Pinterest, I don't want you to compare it to social media, because Pinterest is more like Google. It's a visual search engine and it is a keyword optimized platform. Because of this, it is absolutely essential that if you're going to show up on Pinterest, that you make sure that your entire Pinterest account is optimized using the right keywords, both for your business and for the right audience who are active inside Pinterest, who are a good fit for your brand. Now, if you try and use Pinterest without understanding or using relevant keywords for your business and your account on Pinterest, the chances of achieving any level of success on that platform are slim. I know this to my cost, because when I first started out on Pinterest myself, I was throwing any sort of pins out there in the hope that it would drive traffic to blogs and to podcasts and to products and to services. And I didn't understand properly how Pinterest worked and what Pinterest wanted me to do inside the platform. So if you want to succeed on Pinterest, you have got to be in the platform doing what Pinterest wants you to do. And understanding and using keywords are so important to your account that without them, there is not a lot of point in you being on Pinterest in the first place. So your audience is on Pinterest. I can pretty much guarantee that whatever niche you are in, whatever your small business is, whatever it is you create as products and services, you have got an audience over in Pinterest who are there actively searching not only for ideas and inspiration and education, they are there searching for things to buy. The greater majority of Pinterest scrollers are female, and those people are not just in the platform for entertainment value like they are on social media. They are there looking for an answer to a specific problem, issue, or thing that they want or need. So that is why Pinterest is going to be so powerful for your business. Now, when somebody goes into Pinterest to look for ideas, inspo, solutions to things that they need, answers or products and services for, they're going into Pinterest and they're using Pinterest's search bar to try and find the answers to the things they're looking for, just like they would if they went into Google. So your goal on Pinterest is to find the best keywords that are relevant to what it is your audience is searching for in the platform and use those keywords as part of your broader Pinterest strategy. Using appropriate keywords in your board titles, your board descriptions, in your Pinterest bio, on your pin titles, on your pin descriptions, on text overlay on your pins, they will be absolutely key to your success on Pinterest, because that is the core, that is what sits right at the heart of good Pinterest strategy. So you gotta start with the keywords. In this episode, I'm going to share with you some tips about how to use Pinterest's keyword research tool to find and use keywords for your Pinterest strategy. Now look, there's more to Pinterest strategy than just keywords, but without keywords in place for your Pinterest account, everything else that follows is likely to fail. So before I dive in and talk to you about keyword research on Pinterest, if you want to significantly increase the level of organic traffic to your small business and you're feeling completely burnt out trying to do this on social media, raise a hand if that's you, because most of us are feeling burnt out with social. The incredible thing about Pinterest is that it can give you results organically that far exceed anything you are ever likely to achieve on your social platforms. And not only that, the pins that you put out on Pinterest can still be driving organic traffic to your business 5, 8, 10, 15 years down the line. That is how powerful the platform is, and there is no better time to get on Pinterest than now. So my Pinterest 101 training walks you through every step of good Pinterest strategy, up-to-date Pinterest strategy, I might add, so that you can use Pinterest to improve the results in your small business. It is so powerful for you as a platform when you know how to do it right. And if you want information about my Pinterest 101 training for female small business owners, there will be a link in my podcast description. If that's one step too far for you right now, I've also got a free Pinterest 101 webinar that you can go and watch, and I'll put the link for that webinar in the podcast description as well. So let's look at how to search for the perfect keywords on Pinterest. Number one, you have to understand Pinterest keywords, because Pinterest keywords are crucial to your success on the platform. When you use keywords throughout your Pinterest account, they help to educate Pinterest what your account is about, what your boards are about, and what your pins are about. This means that Pinterest then has the ability to index your pins effectively, because Pinterest will crawl everything that you put out on the platform. And when you put anything out on the platform, Pinterest will crawl that information. And if they find keywords that is contained in that information that matches keywords from inside Pinterest that people are searching for, they are then able to index your pins to show them to the right people searching for the right keywords that are relevant to the keywords that you use on your account. So if you don't have a keyword optimized account, Pinterest is going to find it much more difficult to put your pins in front of the right people searching for the keywords that are relevant to the pins you post. So the more keyword friendly your Pinterest account is, the greater the chance your content will be found. I teach all about this inside my Pinterest 101 training. Number two, brainstorming keyword ideas. It's really important to understand your target audience and in particular what it is they're searching for on Pinterest, because doing that enables you to find the keywords your audience is searching for and then create content, products and services that match the needs of your target audience. That way you can create boards and pins on your Pinterest account that match the keyword searches your target audience is typing into Pinterest's search engine. And you can make sure that the keyword pins you post go to content products and services that are relevant to the keywords. For example, let's take a small business owner who is in the crochet niche. That small business owner needs to understand what crochet terms people are searching for on Pinterest. So as that small business owner goes through her Pinterest research, she may find that one of the keywords people are searching for is vintage crochet patterns. Unfortunately, her crochet patterns are more contemporary, so the search term vintage crochet patterns would not be suitable for her to use unless she started to introduce some vintage crochet patterns she could pin about and then sell. Because her crochet patterns are more contemporary, if she goes into Pinterest to do a little bit more research for Pinterest keywords and she types in contemporary crochet patterns, and bingo, Pinterest shows that the search term contemporary crochet patterns is a long tail keyword people are searching for in Pinterest, she can now create a board on her Pinterest account and call it contemporary crochet patterns. She can then pin any number of pins to that board over time that are pins that lead to her contemporary crochet patterns on her Etsy account. Her pin designs, her pin titles, her pin descriptions will all contain the long tail keywords contemporary crochet pattern, so that she is educating Pinterest that the pin that she is posting relates to the board, that the pin titles and the pin descriptions relate to the pin images and the text on the pin image, and the pin titles, the pin descriptions relate to the location, the URL, that that pin goes to, which is a contemporary crochet pattern on Etsy. This is how Pinterest works, and it is so important to understand this. Many small business owners create products, services, and content for Pinterest without first understanding what it is their target audience is looking for. So there's simply no point in you putting a pin out on Pinterest that says, for example, crochet socks for frogs, if nobody is in the platform searching for that term. You have to spend some time inside Pinterest researching and brainstorming keyword ideas related to your niche or industry, and more specifically to the search terms Pinterest users are using. So let's move on to number three, which is all about understanding Pinterest's search bar. So when you go into Pinterest, you can go to Pinterest and you can look for the home feed, which is normally a little button in the top navigation panel on the left-hand side. And then when you go to the home feed, all sorts of pins will come up in the home feed based on any searches or research that you have done in the platform, or anything that you have saved as a pin, or anything that you have told Pinterest you are interested in when you signed up for your Pinterest account. When you're in the home feed, you can use Pinterest's search bar to start to research keywords for your niche. So there will be a little search bar at the top somewhere, and you can just drop in there keywords that relate to your business. And when you do this, you are looking to try and find long tail keywords relevant to your niche. So let's go back to the crochet business owner. If she goes into Pinterest's search bar and she types in the word crochet, Pinterest will show her all sorts of keywords that come up as a list: crochet, crochet patterns, crochet projects, crochet ideas, crochet bag, crochet top, crochet sweater, crochet clothes, crochet blanket patterns, and more. So you can see that from that list that I have just told you about, the first keyword on that list that Pinterest showed was the word crochet, and second to that was the keyword crochet patterns. You've got to be mindful about using keywords that are shorter keywords, because the competition for the keyword crochet, for example, would be huge on Pinterest, making it harder for your content to be found if you only use the word crochet on your board and pins. In addition, you're really trying to target more niche search terms, the longer tail keywords that your audience is looking for, so that you can really connect your content, your products, your services, and your pins to those more niche items. So if our crochet business owner just drills down a little bit further with her keyword research in Pinterest's search bar, and she types into the Pinterest search bar, crochet patterns for blankets, she will see longer tail keywords that are like crochet patterns for blankets free, crochet patterns for blankets easy, crochet patterns for blankets in square, crochet baby blankets free patterns, beginner crochet patterns blankets, crochet square patterns for blankets, crochet blankets free patterns, and so on. Pinterest will populate a list of longer tail keywords. So now she has the ability to create a board called Crochet Patterns for Blankets Easy, or Crochet Patterns for Blankets in Square, that are longer tail keywords from Pinterest. And then on those boards, she can post pins that relate to any of her patterns that are crochet patterns for blankets. These long tail keywords will have less competition than, for example, the shorter keyword crochet. And it means on her board, her audience will find her pins more easily that she puts on the board that are crochet blanket patterns. So remember, the whole point of keyword optimization on Pinterest is to find keywords your target audience is searching for, and to use those keywords to help educate Pinterest what your boards and pins are about, and to create content that your audience is in the platform looking for. All of your Pinterest boards should be keyword optimized. So in the example of our crochet business owner, she can call one of her boards Crochet Patterns for Blankets in Square. She can add a board description that says something along the lines of, find all of my crochet patterns for blankets in square on this board, including crochet blankets in square for beginners, easy crochet blankets in square, baby crochet blankets in square, and advanced crochet blankets in square, all long tail keywords to help Pinterest understand what her board is about. She would then make sure that every pin on that board relates to crochet blankets in square. Doing this shows Pinterest that there's a connection between the board description, and all of the pins on that board. That keeps Pinterest's algorithm happy. So when you're searching for long tail keywords on Pinterest, you're searching for those that you can use in your Pinterest profile description, as titles on your Pinterest boards, on your board descriptions, on your pins, your pin titles and pin descriptions, and they should then all align with the URLs, the place that you drive your pin traffic to. So again, an example, you would not want to put a pin out on Pinterest with text that says crochet pattern for blanket in square, and then link that pin to a URL that goes to a crochet Christmas wreath. That's spammy. Pinterest won't like it. I see this type of spammy behavior happening on Pinterest more often than you think. Pinterest may shadow ban your account, downgrade your account if you do spammy things like that. So as I learn more about keywords relevant to my audience on Pinterest, I add those keywords to a Google spreadsheet, and then I can use those keywords as inspiration to create blog posts, podcasts, digital products, and trainings around the topics my audience is on Pinterest searching for. So for example, this podcast started off as a blog post, and that blog post was a blog post that I wrote after finding a long tail keyword on Pinterest. That was how to search for the perfect keywords on Pinterest. That is what started that blog post off and then turned into me repurposing it to here over on my podcast. When you find the right Pinterest keywords for specific topics relating to your target audience and your niche, and you use those keywords for board names on your Pinterest images, pin titles and pin descriptions, you're using Pinterest's strategy that helps your pins rank on the platform. This means your pins have a much greater chance of showing up in Pinterest search results, helping your audience find your content on the platform, and increasing the chances that they will click through your pins to the deeper places in your small business. The Pinterest algorithm is a powerful, powerful SEO tool. And the more you can relate your Pinterest account to good long-tail keywords inside the platform, the more growth and success you are likely to see on Pinterest. So when I optimize my entire Pinterest account using great long-tail keywords and I started posting consistently on Pinterest, my growth went stratospheric. So I'm going to just tell you about my overall performance over an 8-week period. Before I started using really good Pinterest strategy on my account, and I restarted my account pretty much from scratch at the end of September 2023. I did that because I wanted to be able to show how you can grow really quickly on the platform with good strategy that I teach. So just before I started my strategy, September 2023, my overall performance on Pinterest was this: impressions, -16%, engagements, -66%, outbound clicks, -50%, saves, -83%, total audience, -47%, engaged audience, -55%. So everything on my account was going backwards. And then I started my Pinterest strategy using the keyword research that I've spoken to you about in this podcast episode, plus other good, consistent Pinterest strategy. And 8 weeks later, my overall performance went from impressions -16% to +644% growth. My engagements went from -66% to +800% growth. My outbound clicks, the most important metric on Pinterest, went from -50% to +750% in growth. My saves, people saving my pins to their boards, went from -83% to +400%. My total audience went from -47% to +325% in growth. And my engaged audience went from -55% to +250% in growth in just 8 weeks. That is the power of Pinterest when you use great strategy on the platform. And that is the type of growth you can get on the platform that you will never match organically in that short period of time on any social media platform that is out there. So I want you to take away the tips that I have shared with you today for your keyword research and start to implement good keyword research and good keyword strategy for your Pinterest account. And the best place to learn how to easily then implement keyword strategy and use Pinterest for your small business is inside my Pinterest 101 training. As I've said, it's always kept up to date. I do Pinterest live sessions. I do Pinterest account reviews. I'm adding more training to the Pinterest membership every single week so that you can really drill down and use Pinterest well for your small business. And can I just say, my own Pinterest strategy takes me no more than 10 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and I'm growing on the platform. So the conclusion of this podcast episode is: make sure you invest time researching long tail keywords inside Pinterest. Keep a spreadsheet of all your long tail keywords relevant to your niche. Make sure your Pinterest bio, board names, board descriptions, pin visuals, pin titles, pin descriptions all contain relevant long tail keywords, but don't be spammy. Teach what that means in my Pinterest 101 training. Do not keyword dump anywhere on your Pinterest account. I teach that in my Pinterest 101 training. Think about the products, services, and content you can create that align with the long tail keywords your target audience is searching for inside Pinterest. Stay on top of current Pinterest strategy to maximize your chances of success on the platform. That's what you get in my membership. Be consistent with your pinning schedule, because big gaps in your pinning schedule will lead to a downturn in your Pinterest metrics. That's it for this episode. I hope you found it useful. I'm going to be dropping a lot more episodes about Pinterest to help you really start to understand how the platform works and how Pinterest can be such a powerful force for driving organic traffic to your small business. So please stay tuned and I'll catch you again real soon. Take care for now. Bye-bye. Girl, thanks for showing up, being here and tuning into this episode. I appreciate you. Remember to subscribe so that you'll receive a notification when more episodes go live. And why not share this podcast with another female business owner who you know will get value from being here? I want you to stay on your business. I want you to stay committed to your business. I want you to become unstoppable in your business. And I'll catch up with you for more business success tips real soon. Take care. Bye for now.